I'm here,
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to him lately. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
What? Life is too much. Every goddamn day. I thought I was doing something else. Hey, you there?
Yeah, brother, up here.
Hey, nigga, if you don't have fun, you ain't living, nigga. What's happening?
Shit, bud. Growing old gracefully, bud. Having fun, man. You know what I'm saying? On my own time. You know, shit. Yeah, man.
Hey, that's what we supposed to do, fellas. That's what we do. We got so much dope shit to talk about. Hold on one second. Hey, go ahead, boy, man. I got to do something.
Yeah, I want to speak on today, talking about pimping, protecting yourself while you out in these doggone streets. You in these clubs, if you pimping, you're noticeable the way you dress. Because you dress different from everybody else. So you're putting in your work in these different cities and different states. You got to be aware of your surroundings and put protection on yourself. Of course, you know, pimping is fun and it's a glamorous game. But if you don't put no protection on your ass, you ain't going to last.
If you don't put no protection on your ass, you ain't going to last. Hey, watch see how many rappers put that motherfucking next song, nigga. Watch what you say on here unless you want it to be blasted all over the goddamn airwaves and you don't get no credit, nigga. Hey, nigga, they gonna steal everything you say to slick, nigga, and you ain't gonna get shit. Hey, but back in the day, when we was out there, Tay, maybe what you said would be true. Because when we was wherever, we was representative of what we talk about. But today, you go wherever, and that pimp-ass nigga, and that burglar, and that motherfucking gambler, and that motherfucking gangbanger, all look alike, nigga. So which one is this? What do you think about that, Tay?
But you threw me with that. You threw me with that one, Bob.
Hey, am I lying?
You ain't lying, man. You ain't lying.
So what I'm saying, man, is part of our obligation to these people that come on this show and to this image, we got to get them to death. And admit to themselves how far off base they are. Because it's not, I don't care how long you keep wearing t-shirts and sagging jeans and pants after goddamn temples, whatever. I don't care how long you keep doing that shit. It's not going to change the people. Now, what it will change is how people see pimping. Is if you want to be a nondescript looking motherfucker that, you know, a giraffe, but you want to try to look like a goddamn rhinoceros, if that's what you want to do, that's on you. Say, but how we gonna look when we go out, even at 70, nigga?
even in 70s, shit, we still going out fly with the hard bottom zone. Sooner than
why,
doing it if not.
Hey, why we do that?
Shit, because we the pimpins. Because we still pimps. It's in us. It ain't going nowhere. It has to, and we've been doing it all our life. So we just all continue to do it because we pimps. That don't go away.
Hey, niggas like shaving. You know, you wake up and shave. I tell you what, to shave your shit. You just wake up and shave. We wake up, shave shit, shower, and then we put on some shit to look pimpy. Because we ain't trying to look like no garbage man or no railroad conductor, no highway patrol. Our uniform is shit. Niggas, you there?
That's right here. But
no,
I'm here, man.
Hey, when I say your name, nigga, I'm throwing the ball to you so quickly. Get out. Come on. What's up?
Nah, man, it's just me. I had to move around, man. You know, this motherfucking phone been working perfect, man. You know what I'm saying? But that's all right. I'm finna be out this doggone valley in a minute. I'm gonna be moving on up.
Hey,
anyway,
that's right. Go ahead.
Anyway, bud, it's still a few doggone pimps out there that's doing it the right way, wearing their jewelry and shit. So and you get the pimps so swell. You know when you get past 3D, bud, a pimp get to thinking he invincible, and you forget, you know, and you thinking that you can't be touched. But pimping don't know that they just be somebody always watching you, and they could just be waiting for you to catch your ass slipping.
Hey, hold on for a second. You said they get weight to catch their ass slipping, right? Tay, you there?
Yeah, I say they're waiting to catch their ass slipping, yeah.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this motherfucking shit is so serious, you gotta understand. Tay, when, I'm talking about at what age in the pimping did you start being, you know, regular 3D.
Man, shit. But I started from the beginning because of where I came from. We used to be in the streets. We used to try to catch motherfuckers slipping, man. So
okay, but listen, man. What I'm saying is this. If you would have answered the question, you would have said, man, somewhere around 25, 28, something like that. And here you are, 70. That's 42 years. What I'm saying is, after 2 or 3 years, that shit become normal. So what I'm really leading to is at what time the motherfucker catch you slipping?
Shit. When you ain't aware of your surroundings.
You ain't a lawyer. You ain't no lawyer. You don't be trying to make no answer. Give a real answer. What time did a motherfucker catch you slipping?
I got caught slipping, leaving the jury box, walking through the parking lot on the way to my car.
Okay, you got caught one time. Okay, check this out. What I'm saying is this, nigga. I roll with you. You know, hey, Tate, and plus, honesty is the best policy, nigga, because when I bust this, you're going to just agree. What I'm saying is this. Once we got too deep, started having jewelry and new cars and all that shit, we learned very quickly we was targets. None of us got jacked. Nobody fucked with us. But we learned just by looking at ourselves in the mirror every day that we are motherfuckers people fuck with. So when we drive down the street, we looking left and right and in our rear mirror.
Right.
We looking left and right and in our rear view mirror, not because we paranoid, but because we know motherfuckers looking at us. Nigga,
right.
New York, New Orleans, New California, any motherfucking where we went, we was just like that. So what I'm saying is, we got to let these motherfuckers know. You really about it, you ain't going to get caught slipping.
That's right. That's right, bud. I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that, bud.
That's right. Well, let's get this day going, man. See, what I'm saying is, after you grow up, 16, 17, probably younger, see, you see things in a way that is it has a shell, or it's basically a skeleton of how you gonna live. But at the point that you seeing that shit, it's where you wide open to change, plus or minus. What I'm saying is this, fellas, Tay and I, even though we didn't know each other, we wasn't really, it was years different because that nigga got 4 years on me. So what I'm saying is we both did this. When we started seeing, we can't live in my house no more because we disrespected moms. We left. But before we left, we had, you know, did this and that and kind of decided what the fuck we could do, you know, to take care of ourselves, even if it wasn't what we ended up doing. But we started doing it. Whatever it was, we did that shit. And once we started saying we can do what we want to do, if that's the case, and take care of ourselves, otherwise we don't need shit. We look at shit and accept our lives. That way for that woman. Am I right, Tate?
That's right, bud. You're exactly right. And what I'm saying is that I don't know what that was called when I had that little mishap. But you're right. You come out the gate growing up, not slipping, learning as you go along. Yeah, bud. Yeah. You won't get no biggie.
Nigga, that's why I say from now on, nigga, come off the top of your head with what the fuck you know is real. Don't try to break it down for these motherfuckers that's listening, because you end up doing some shit like that when you know goddamn well exactly what I said is exactly how we came up. We started learning from Jump Street, or you getting your ass took off before you have shit, man, let alone when you get shit. So, hey, what I'm really trying to get these cats to see is one of the number one things that we crave as human beings is camaraderie. That's why you want to believe that everybody is okay. Jay and I, we both understood, listen to me, fellas, from different time periods, from different parts of the country, understood the exact same thing. We want camaraderie, but motherfucker got to prove he worth being my comrade. If he don't, fucking and dead. And we live with that.
Well, that's exactly right. Because if he's not your comrade, then you're going to have a problem. That's why it's so hard finding somebody who is a real comrade. Y'all down together. Y'all telling each other their secrets, your secrets, telling each other important shit, pulling each other up. It's hard to find that comrade here like that. And then
yeah,
you were just talking.
Hey, listen to this, Tay. So, and sometimes I cut you off, man. If I cut you off, just fuck me. Say what you're saying. I guess it's a delay or something between us. But check this out, Tay. Do you know or have something you call what we was doing when we started out and didn't really know shit, but like we just been explaining, took our chances? Do you know what, not do you know what it was called? Let me just put it this way, Tay. Nigga, I done made up a name for this. I done made up something that we can goddamn both use to explain. And if we have to really get deep, we can get tools out of it. And what I'm saying is this. What we did, I don't know, you might have been 17, I might have been 19. But what I'm saying is we both agreed to enter a race that you can win and lose at the same time. Now, what do you think that would be, Tay? Not that there's a wrong or right. I just want to know. Do you have any idea what that would be?
You win a race that you could win and lose at the same time.
That's what we got into, Tay.
Shit. Yeah, shit. The game is like that. You win and you lose.
Hey, I ain't going to go for that because that's like sliding in the hole, nigga. I want you to run me over with that answer. There's no sliding. Hey, check it out. Listen to this. See, a race that you can win is a race that you get in, that you see you in with a sucker. Now, a race you can lose is when you choose to compete with somebody. The best race to have, the best race to be in, is a one-man race, which is what ultimately me and you both have been in. And at times we win and at times we lose, but we ain't never getting out of that race because that race ultimately is the winning race for us because in that race, we do our life the way we want to do it. We don't have no boundaries except the ones we set for ourselves during our tenure learning how to be a motherfucker. Okay?
But... You professor ass motherfucker, you got that shit.
Look at fuck, you trying to be bad in my credit, nigga. Hey,
Bud,
hey,
you read that down.
By the way, nigga, what? Go ahead.
Bud, you read that down, man. Bud, you read that down. Perfect, man. I can't do nothing with that, man, but your glasses up, man. So all you listeners.
Hey, preparation,
yeah.
Baby. Preparation, baby. Shit, the nigga might not think of it for, you know, a couple of minutes, but believe it or not, when I said, hold on, man, I got to do something, I was jumping some last notes down to this because this shit just came to me right before the show went live. Hey, that's how we do it. We real, right? But what I kind of want to talk about more so is what's important in life, man. I'm talking about, sure, we pimps, but hey, when you go home every day, is your house empty?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, besides my son, but
well,
yeah.
Well, did I just say, Tay, did I ask you to stop all that sliding and bullshit, nigga? Just answer the goddamn question.
Why isn't it empty?
Yeah.
It's empty because I got responsibility.
Why it ain't empty, Tay?
It's not empty. Because I got family.
Okay.
I got responsibility.
Stop right
there. Is that
what
you're trying to pull out of me, nigga?
Let me just explain something to you, man. Can you please get out of that come see the cat mentality, nigga? Because what you answered is the truth. That is the absolute truth, which if you wouldn't have played all that dodgeball and shit, trying to slide in the hole, who would have just ran me over with the answer, I would have said, nigga.
But I really wasn't trying to slide in the hole, you know. I thought you was asking me, did I have a bitch here? And that's why my answer was going to be, I didn't have no bitch here because I ain't finally right one that wanted to be here. I thought that's what you was talking about, man.
Yeah, but you just explained why you was trying to slide. Because you thought that I was talking about instead of answering the goddamn question. Because the question is, do you come home Is your house empty when you come home? Hell no, I got a son there. Now, how hard is it to say that?
Shit, simple as 1, 2, 3, motherfucker. Now, come on with something else. Let's go.
Hey, for you motherfuckers is hot nosing, don't really know what you listening to. You just heard a motherfucker say, okay, check. That's how we do it on the real way. So you learn this shit, fool. That's what you learn. So I'm saying what's important in life is for you to accept who you are. What the hell you become? How do you want to represent it to the public? Because what I'm saying is, this nigga and myself aren't anything like what we used to be, although we both can take yesterday's score in at least be in the game today, but we don't even do
that. Damn,
hey, we don't even do that because we ain't got shit to prove no motherfucking more. We fucking only, the only thing we still doing that we used to do is competing with each other. You better not tell me shit you did, nigga. I'm finna go do it. We still like that.
Yeah. Hey, Bud. We still compete with each other and resting and dressing, nigga.
Resting and dressing. Because the hardest thing I do is bust a motherfucking U-turn, and the heaviest thing I lift is what the bitch brings to my motherfucking house that I earned. Yeah, nigga. That's how we do this shit. So when it really, comes to how we put shit down. You know, I get this question a lot. When is a good time to retire from the game? Now, Tay, think about this. Woo. You got to think about this, Tay. No, see what you just said. Woo. See, that's because you already thought about it that fast. See, motherfuckers, because, Tay, you maybe 10 years start asking that, 10 years ago start asking that question. The motherfucker that asked me this question is 28.
So he's one of them motherfuckers that he just got in to get out.
This one of them motherfuckers that ain't even in it. He just believed that there should be a path to get out the game. So he want to ask that question because he know if he'd say he ain't in the game and ask, I'd have roasted him. But I roasted him anyway because I saw through him with that question. And I told that motherfucker, I ain't going to tell you shit unless you admit to me you ain't got now, bitch. And that you ain't even no motherfucking pimp. And that nigga admitted it. So, I say, well, man, just because you admitted it, I'm going to kick it with you because I think the time to lead a game, if you really want to lead, is when you're winning. You know, but Tang, I know you're going to say, nigga, when is that? Because it's hard to determine if you didn't did all the, you know, that you can do in this particular game, whatever it is. So, my partner, to him, my best suggestion, just like me, his best suggestion was to live wild and do all the goddamn things you can think of up until you 40. And at 40, you should change gears and start seriously preparing for your departure from the game. Now, there's definitely a lot of plans that you could have for yourself, but the main idea is to have one. Do you agree with that, Tay?
I agree with that. If you don't have a plan and you in the game getting money, without a plan and without a goal, you just it's just like you're running around like a chicken with his head cut off. You just going through the game.
Go ahead.
You just going through the game, making it one big party, which it could be, but it's more to the game than that.
Okay, Tay, let me ask you. Damn, nigga, you just paused so long. Keep going, nigga. Go ahead, finish.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. No.
Okay, Tay.
I just stepped in because I was waiting on you. Yeah, go ahead.
Tay, let me ask you something, man. If you agree with that, when it was approaching your years, get out. Did your motherfucking ass have a plan? I know I didn't.
No, I didn't have a plan, bud, because I thought it wouldn't go in and never end.
Hold on. Because what I'm saying, we just being real, man.
Right.
We know today, me and you, that if we were soft and motherfucking punks like these niggas today is, we'd have been thinking we better save some of this shit, nigga. We better, look out for a rainy day. Hey, nigga, but what I'm saying is, was we looking out for a rainy day or not? Because here we are on our own. We ain't begging from damn motherfucker. We ain't in no senior citizen line. And the only thing we living on is the game we had. So what about the money you saved, nigga? And spend it. Shit. You better make sure you got what we got. And you better make sure you believe what we believe. We believe in ourselves every motherfucking day. If I got $12,000 and Tay got $1,200. We equal in finances, in knowledge, and in manhood, because we believe in what we do, Tay. So, nigga, when I'm talking to you, take for granted, you can say the easiest thing coming to your mind, because I ain't trying to talk to these niggas like you are, nigga. You're trying to make everything make sense to these motherfuckers. Fuck these motherfuckers. You don't have to accept the truth. The way it comes, and it comes like a goddamn bulldozer finna run your fucking ass over. Because, Tay, I tell them all the time, nigga, don't fuck with me unless you want to fuck with a nigga that's driving a Mack truck at night with no moon, no street light. The nigga got no brake, any speed. Cross another fucking street if you want to.
Eddie take a tool of the wheel.
Hey, I'm real, okay? You be saying some powerful shit, and I be cutting you off. And I don't want to cut you off because people been saying, nigga, why you always cut Tay off? Because, nigga, you say shit, and you just glaze over the shit. These motherfuckers will take what you say to the bank. And when you just say, half of what you really mean, because you know what you mean, these motherfuckers that hear you only got half of what you mean. And they go straight out, they go straight and kill themselves with that 50% knowledge.
I say jump off the cliff, and they go jump. But then I'm saying before they jump, wait a minute, you forgot your parachute. Wait a minute. Hey, bud.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Nigga, you got to be brave enough to jump off the motherfucking cliff. Hey, you see this nigga walk up to the edge of the cliff and stoop down and get ready to jump. Wait, the nigga up in the air now. Say, man, I thought you knew you needed a parachute. Say, no, he didn't know he needed a parachute.
Bud, see, that's why we're a team, man. We're a team because you pick up where I miss, and I pick up when you throw that professor shit at me. So,
nigga, even when we was in the street, wasn't it like that, nigga? You used to say, nigga, how you know so much about that damn shit? It got nothing to do with it. Hey, this nigga would break something, and this shit would be just broke. I come over this nigga house, and, you know, this nigga getting drilled. Oh, yeah. I said, Tay, what's wrong with this? Man, that shit broke, man. Fuck that shit, man. Pimba's gonna buy some shit. Why that nigga in there getting dressed? I'll be to fix that nigga shit. That nigga to fix this motherfucker. How the hell do you know? Jay, that is why we a team, nigga. Hey, and when a nigga game is short, a motherfucker kicking with Tay so he can always come up to speed, cause Tay got one answer for any problem. Fuck that shit. Hey, and the more you believe, and fuck that shit, man, the more that shit ain't gonna bother you. I learned from this thing. Go ahead, Tay.
Say, but another reason why speaking on Pence protecting themselves, because they've got one young pimping nigga that's up in the Bay Area. He hit me. He got robbed. Another young pimp that I be kicking it with. He down in Memphis. He got robbed. And then another pimping nigga down in Houston, young nigga, he got robbed. So I bring that up to let pimps know, and all the listeners, that you have to put protection on yourself, especially when you sticking out like a neon sign.
Tay,
because if
you
really pimping,
wait, you gotta tell them. Well, you don't got to, but it would kind of be cool, nigga. You told what protection was, because Tay, you gotta understand that. Nigga that got jacked in Houston, whoever was pimping, you know, got jacked, whoever they got jacked, that's because they were slipping, doing some shit they wasn't supposed to be doing in an area they ain't supposed to be at a time that they shouldn't be. All of the negatives was there. And if that motherfucker
right.
was like me and you, Tay, when we pull up somewhere, we going to get some weed, we in a new motherfucking state, we pull up to get some weed, that shit ain't gonna look right. We ain't getting out the motherfucking car. And if we see
right.
somebody that look cool enough, we getting curb service.
Right.
Or fuck them motherfuckers. We get in the cab and have a cab for those
motherfuckers. Right. We go to the club.
We think ahead, man. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
Right. But we go to a club or a bar. If we don't get valet service, we park to the front as we can. What you say, Buzz?
Hey,
you
faded out. I didn't hear you. You said we go. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
I said, when we go out,
nigga,
putting in our work, you can hear me, Bud?
Man, you can hear me now, bro.
Bud, you can hear me right now. Can you hear me now, Bud?
Yeah, I got you right now.
Okay, but I say you go out putting in some work, you go to a club, you go to a bar, either you get valet parking or you park as close as you can to the front. You know, you put protection on yourself. That's what I'm saying. Little things that you got.
Hey, Tay, not really that, Tay. You know, what we used to do, nigga, pull up in whatever joint, you know it's late, you know it ain't no parks, but we tipping that motherfucker 20 or whatever, he gonna park our shit in the front. He gonna,
right.
Because he know us. Because we just came through that motherfucker enough time, flying enough bitch up, enough got hoes, you know what I'm saying? Never look broke, spanking, and hungry. You know, represent what we represent in the motherfucking valet, rush us like we was Rock Hudson.
Right. So what I'm saying is that when they on the highway pimping, going from city to city, state to state, they got to do the same thing, bud. They got to forget
exactly.
about being cheap. And no matter what joint you at, what city you in, what state you in, when you pull up in front of that club or that bar, you get a blow in your pocket, don't be no cheap motherfucker, and pay for part of your protection. Shit. Like you say, we're on the hill.
let me ask you this, Tay. When we was wrong, when did we change how we work? Otherwise, if we thought we was, we don't really use that word, but I'm saying, when did we not try to be cute? When did we not wear our motherfucking jewelry? When did we not have a fat bankroll in our motherfucking pocket? When?
Never. We always kept it like that.
Tay, what I'm saying is being sharp is what these niggas is missing. It ain't being cute. It ain't this or that. It's they sleep. These niggas don't know shit about survival. They goddamn so sleep, they hope the motherfucker walking down the street sleep. But the motherfucker walking down the street at work to knock your motherfucking ass off. And even if he's just walking his dog, that's what me and Tay think. So as that motherfucker approach us, we watching that bastard in any false move, we ready. Because that's how we think. We ain't going to let some shit jump off and then we start thinking about it.
Right.
While we two blocks away, if I can see the motherfucker and I'm walking, I'm already plotting. Fuck this motherfucker. So I don't look like a punk. I'm across the street right now. Two blocks away, look like I'm doing what I do. But if I wait till that motherfucker's half a block away, then I cross the street, I'm asking to get jacked.
Right.
Tay, I'm saying this is how we think.
Exactly.
These motherfuckers need to think like this. Go ahead, man.
So I'm saying, each one of these individuals that I was talking about, they each got knocked for their jury or whatever, and I ask them damn near the same thing that you asking me, bud. And they wouldn't, and them niggas wasn't paying attention to their surroundings, you know, parking.
Got caught slipping.
Each one of them, same thing. But each one of them passed 3D. So I said, well, just chalk that up to the pimping. Just chalk that up to learning your lesson. Just chalk that up to paying your dues, because next time you ain't going to make that mistake. You got to learn from your mistakes when you're in them streets, because the next one might cost you your motherfucking life. This shit's serious.
Think about Eichmann. You know they got that nigga because he looked like the motherfucking a New York Times Square going into that joint with all them motherfuckers is jealous of him.
Yep, that's right, bud.
You get caught, man. You get caught. And hey, he was at a joint that didn't even have valet parking.
Wow.
I'm saying, so wherever he parked, even if it's in front, he got a problem. If so. I'm just saying, man, you know, that nigga wasn't my nigga, man, but he was a pimping nigga that I motherfucking respected.
Right. Exactly.
And what I'm saying, Tay, didn't we go to his city? Didn't we go to New York? Didn't we go to Alphabet City in New York? Didn't we, you know, be in them little closed-up joints where, you know, if you ain't sure of yourself, you finna get it. You know, nigga, we did it everywhere we went.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere.
But what every person seen everywhere we did go wasn't no fuck in us. They respect pimping. We ain't walking on scary and shit. If we got swag, we walking in that motherfucking closed up place with the goddamn swag. Our voice sounding right. This motherfucker ain't gonna see shit fucking with us. They just gonna see they better not fuck with these niggas. At least that's what we was representing, Tay. That's all I'm saying, man. We didn't carry guns.
Yeah.
None of that. We carried games. Armed with games.
Bro, but you know, these motherfuckers are times kind of a little different. These motherfuckers right now, they fast hungry. These motherfuckers is hungry and thirsty nowadays.
You know, right. They'll do all kinds of shit now. But that don't mean it's going to happen to you if you was out there, nigga.
Because
you didn't already call up with the times in the way you stay prepared. So if that's the case, the shit that you might would have done back in the day, man, I'm going to park over here and walk across the street to the drugs. You ain't going to even do that shit no more.
That's right.
saying? That's how we think, Tay.
That's right, bud.
We thinking, man. We not motherfuckers that's scared to think. You know, we ain't motherfuckers like the average motherfucker in the street today that sit up and want everything told to them. They don't want to, hey, you knew what to do, because when you heard of what to do, didn't know shit, you took your ass out there and did it.
Exactly.
You did it wrong the first time. You said, man, I was lucky. And you did it differently the next time until you felt totally comfortable doing it. And ain't got no weapon except your mouth. And we already told these motherfuckers, we both got double-barreled, sawed-off Uzis. And we spray motherfuckers with our words. That's why that nigga ain't got no scars on him. I ain't got none on me. And we both exactly the way we say we is. In them streets, every day and night. Tay, what's up?
Plus nowadays, I'm talking about when things are a little different. But they own these motherfuckers pimping nowadays. I'm talking about, man, pimps nowadays got to really stay so sharp, just like driving cross country. I just want to say to you pimps that's listening right now, you 3B, you driving cross country, I suggest that you drive in your vehicle, and I suggest that you rent a motherfucking car and put all three of them bitches in that vehicle behind you. Because there ain't no more pimping and pandering. They got doggone trafficking shit and that federal shit going state to state for the purpose of prostitution. Pippin, nowadays,
hey,
y'all got to really watch yourself.
Hey, let me ask you something, bro. What about taking a bitch across the straight state line for the purpose of prostitution? Nigga, when was that?
Yeah.
Fuck that. How many years did you get for that?
I didn't ever get those years. Oh, you talking about how much time
did they get? Nigga,
oh.
I'm talking about back in the day, 60s, 70s. What was the big charge? Of course, life is the big bitch. But what I'm saying is, what was the charge that you would get that gave you life down there if you was pimping? Carrying a white bitch across the state line for the purpose of prostitution.
That's right.
So what I'm saying, Tay, is all that bullshit you let these motherfuckers get away with, talking about is different trafficking. Who gives a fuck what they call it? The sentence is the same. So
they still got the perpetration on their ass. What I'm saying is,
hell yeah, they still got to put protection on their ass. But what you ain't realizing is that you still ain't telling them what protection is.
Protection
is pimping, being for real about the pimping.
That's right.
Fuck taking the bitch with you because you know, whatever, trying to save some money or whatever. I don't know what you do that shit for. But I'm saying, Tay, what was protection for us was we fucking ride with no white bitch in the goddamn car going somewhere cross country talking about pimping on her. We knew better than to do that. These niggas today are taking a chance on it. Talking about millionaires, that's like double the cost. Motherfucker, double the cost. We used to do four times the cost, hey?
Yeah, because you got your car
and all them goddamn bitches got their car. Who paying for that shit, nigga?
The bitches paying for it, man. Shit.
Nigga, you paying for it because they riding right now. They, when they get to wherever you going, they going to be hauling and put some replenish your pocket. But you paying for that shit if you going cross country, nigga.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Go ahead.
No. And you're right, bud. In order to make it cross country, you're right, bud. You got to pimp. You got to be pimping. That take care of all your protection. You're right, bud. You said it a different way, nigga, but you saying what I'm thinking. Exactly, bud. Yeah.
Hey, you will realize, you know, you still ain't even 2 months old in this shit, nigga. I'm 12 years old, nigga. So, you know, I'm saying, hey, nigga, you will realize how important your words are, man. When somebody calls you, when someone, man, you know, Felipe, me and Felipe went out and he said he was going to do what you was saying, man. He's burying him tomorrow.
Boy, would you take his shit, man?
Nigga, when you get one of them calls, you will see how important what the fuck I'm talking about is, nigga. This shit, nigga, I just happened to got the opposite call, but it sure made me realize, you know, man, these motherfuckers be believing what you saying. Jay, do you know, even though you haven't claimed to be this, you're Dr. Tay to these motherfuckers, man. I'm Dr. Bud.
Yeah.
Hey, we just don't have a platform that Dr. Phil got.
We stay at it. We gonna surpass a Phil's bald head motherfucking ass.
Nigga, I'm a realist. Ain't no way in the fuck we pass Dr. Phil's off.
Can we get halfway to that shit?
Hell fucking no. Nigga, hey, let's say we hit Dr. Phil, then we told him, man, we coming at you. He would say, Hollywood Finders, 10, but let's see. And he'd look at it, and he tell his people, don't worry about it, they're not even a blip on the map. Nigga, please. We gotta have 100 times more than we got to even be a blimp, nigga.
Yeah, well, still, we got a motherfucking goal, man. Shit.
Hey,
for
you
real.
Know what?
Shit, man.
Hey, you know what? You're right about that. But what we got that Dr. Phil don't have is motherfuckers actually applying the shit that we talk. Now, of course, they're going to apply it to the degree that they do. Whereas, you know, most people that come on Dr. Phil get all this counseling and whatever. If you ever see a follow-up on them, nothing worked. They still in the same goddamn place. They just might have
really,
left.
Really, bud?
Huh?
Really, bud? That motherfucker don't never fix nobody's situation, man.
Well, man, I mean, whatever shit going on, when he do the follow-up, it's still going on. See, to me, he would have motherfucking success stories on there.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, I've seen success stories, but I see 5-6 times more non-successful stories. Because it's not up to Dr. Phil. It's up to the person to do what Dr. Phil prescribed. If they don't do it, they only half do it, they don't get same thing people get fucking with me and you. If they half do it, they get half the result. So once you start getting half the result, you fall back into no result. Because, you know, you got to get past half so you can feel a push to get to the end. If you can't get past half, you're still at the bottom. And you trip. That's nature. That's human nature, man. Go ahead.
No, you're right, bud. That is human nature. Because it just seems to me that common sense, life is really about common sense if you continue to keep your thinking cap on. So, you know, I listen to your show, bud, and I listen to your callers. And what you really be telling them, you know, when you go to Professor Bill, bud, hey, is that a word, nigga? Did I just make that up? It's Professor Phil.
hey, nigga, anything you say is a word.
when you go to Professor Bill Bud, you know, and you give him that game, and then you have a few callers that I just heard call in, and acknowledge you about what they done did, like your SWU class. Same way with that. They got the prior, they got to apply the results. You can talk all day long. We can give a motherfucking game all day long. You can have a show every day popping that game. But if a motherfucker don't apply it, it's just like farting in the wind. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Hey, nigga, farting is expensive, nigga. Hey, nigga, pay attention and listen to this. This cold, nigga. Hey, farting in the wind is just like the first time you told me you got a kitchen on your neck. Hey, nigga. Hey, farting in the wind was some shit you said back then too. But when you said you had to get, hey, first, I was almost ready, you know, to accept you as Superman. But we were at the shop one day, and I was just not quite ready to give you that status, Superman. And I said, nigga, your hair good. Why you want to go to the shop? You said, nigga, I got a kitchen on my neck. I'm Pippin Rosebud. I'm Rosebud now. I ain't Pippin Rosebud. I'm Rosebud. I'm trying to, what the fuck is a kitchen? We get in the shop. I didn't ask you what is a kitchen because I don't want to look so square. This nigga get in the shop, and he raised his hair up and told James, hey, man, get this kitchen, line all that shit up, man. I said to myself, man, that nigga's a regular nigga. Hey, when you said that shit, I say, fuck that Superman shit. Nigga, I kick Superman to the curb, nigga. I say, he might be sinless, he might be sinless, but I'm going to be best motherfucker in the world to learn this shit. This nigga got people thinking all this nigga had people thinking he could really leap over a 50-story building in a single bound, and he would say, I can leap over a 50-story building in a single bound, and when I land, I ain't gonna hurt my feet or ankles because the Pippin give me springs. what kind of green motherfucker gonna be riding down the street listening to a nigga talking some goddamn shit like that and don't want to do it? Woo! Oh, I'm fucking with this nigga. And he said, nigga, you don't want to fuck with me. I said, yes, I do, nigga. He said, man, ain't nobody ever fucked with me past 6 months and I got knocked off. I said, well, nigga, you're going to have to knock me off, motherfucker. And he said, nigga, you crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy. Like your black ass. Man, that's how we got fooled, nigga.
Yeah, man. Yeah, bro. That's how we got cool. But one part of the game that was really fun, but and we did it for so motherfucking long, was just being able to wake up in the morning and whatever the fuck you wanted to buy, you could go buy it, bud.
Bud, go ahead, nigga.
No, and Bud, I ain't talking about for no 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 years, Bud. I'm talking about a motherfucking lifetime of that shit, Bud. We did, nigga, every motherfucking day. A nigga did what he wanted to do, man, every day. A nigga just, man, I bet you can take 10,000 motherfuckers, and you won't get 1,000 that can say that for over 15 years they did whatever the fuck they wanted to do every day. They bought whatever the fuck they wanted to buy every day and say that shit and it'd be real. Man,
you want to know what was even more amazing, nigga? What was more amazing is that we actually thought of shit every day. for all them goddamn years.
Yeah.
Some of them was new, some of them was repetitive, but our life was about what do I want to do? You know, you want to come with whatever, bitch. Hey, nigga got five bitches. Most of them get home 5 o'clock in the morning, and it's like six. No, it's four, and you deciding what you want to do. What I'm saying is, first and foremost, the nigga decide where he going. Not I gotta go check all my traps. Not I need all these bitches around me. Blah blah blah. No, a nigga going wherever the fuck he closest to most times. You go to that bitch house. You break that bitch. Go to sleep there. Wake up there. Do whatever the fuck you do on your way to the next bitch house. Because what I'm saying is, hey, a lot of these motherfuckers, so they so scary with they pimping, the bitch can't have tonight money. I used to tell them bitches, look, bitch, if you choose a motherfucker, I want you to give them the trap you had for me because I want them to know my bitches get paid. I don't want you broke, motherfucker. So otherwise, reverse psychology. Bitch, if you want to be here, be here with my money tomorrow when I get here. I ain't come to get it just because you came home, motherfucker. I'll be there to get it when I break. Hey, that's what we used to do, nigga.
Yeah. Hey, bud, check us out right here. Bud, that nigga Gitch had told me this shit about a hoe. But this shit stuck with me for so many years until I groomed myself into being a real pimp. I'm talking about that fear. That nigga would say, man, shit, get your money from that bitch before she go to sleep every night. Because if a bitch wake up with some money on the dresser, man, that bitch gonna go crazy. But this nigga this pimp nigga used to put this in my head every motherfucking day, bud, until he damn near brainwashed me with that shit until I grew up in the temple. You know what I'm saying, bud?
Wait. Hey, you said something. See, you always do this, nigga. But Gintz, they don't know who Gintz is. Gintz was much older than you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm saying is think about the time period. Whatever year that was, 60, pimps believed that if the bitch wake up with some money, they didn't really believe the bitch would go actually nuts. But they didn't believe what they were saying. Nigga, don't leave nobody with the bitch because bitches go crazy when they wake up and see some money. But that was on the pimping. They were talking about doing this because this is what pimps do. Niggas do shit now because they scared. Is totally different. And as you said, you know, when you grew up in the game, you realized that bitches didn't go crazy when you left money over there. And the reason you can say that is because that's what you did.
Right.
No bitch went crazy. All them bitches, when you came the next day or 3 days later, they had your money.
That's
so
right.
What Gitch was saying, Tate, wouldn't hold true with what you learned. But what Gintz was meaning holds true. You got to put it on the bitch according to the pimpin'. And your pimpin' said that, bitch, if I cannot trust your ass with the money, which I don't, then fuck you. Because if I want to come get it, I will. If I don't, it's going to be there when I get there tomorrow. Or you and the money could be good, bitch. I ain't motherfucking give a fuck about no money. I care about
With all the bills going in the same direction, facing the same way.
What I'm saying, these motherfuckers today, they don't fucking have no belief in the game. They don't have nothing to make them want to be in the game. They don't have nothing to make them be willing to risk what the fuck you was willing to risk. Nigga, how many years did I think your name was Ken Miles? this nigga telling me his name was Ken Miles, and then he showed me legitimate California license, with 10 miles on it. And then another day, this nigga trying to tell me his real name, Shantae. I'm arguing this nigga down, you motherfucking lying ass motherfucker. You showed me your ID. This nigga said, but he trying to tell me, but like you say, nigga, I'm a scientist and shit, so I'm just killing everything you say. Okay, so I went to Aunt Willie's house on some holiday, and I'm thinking to myself as we walking up to the joint, you know, because, you know, Aunt Willie had a big old place, you know, we had to park away sometimes, but we walking up to the joint. And Uncle Ansel said, Shantae. And I said, damn, they calling me. Hey, and then when you went in, everybody was calling you Shantae. Not now, motherfucker, call you Ken. Or Ken. Oh, you know, I thought they were going to call you Ken. I was going to be on your case. I've got the way your mama got to talking. And it came up wild, not wild, but how, something about you being named Shantae.
Hey,
oh, no, your mama calls you Shantae.
Yeah, right, that's what I was about to say, yeah, right.
She called
right.
you Shantae,
yeah.
And I said to myself, I know that nigga mama ain't going to call him his nickname. I had to accept it, nigga. The reason I tell you, you don't even know why I didn't want to accept it. I didn't want to accept it because that was the flyest fucking name I ever heard. And you had this reputation of being some kind of killer to motherfuckers that wasn't pimping. You know, so, you know, I didn't want you to be having the flyest name and that reputation.
Together. Hey, Bud, nigga, I can't even count how many times I got stopped with that 10 miles ID, man.
Nigga, I can count how many times, at least 3 times a week, if not every night.
And they ran that.
Hey, we hooked up with Kenny Bates. That nigga didn't give us no bullshit, nigga.
No,
if you remember, he didn't sell you the ID. He sold you the shit to go in the motor vehicle department and get the ID.
He sold you the birth certificate and gave you a social security card so you could go in the DMV and get your ID.
Once you got it, all you had to do was take care of it, and it was you. And evidently, this reckless-ass motherfucker, for the first 3 years that I knew was there, was taking care of his shit. Ken Miles was making U-turns. Hey, Tay, and a couple of them, the county sheriff, they would call you Shantae, but they thought it was your nickname, too.
Right.
Because they would say, okay, Mr. Miles. Hey, this shit, the thing about it, just think about this, fella. You from a little tiny town. You know, you go to the big city. You meet this person. And this motherfucker is getting you involved in every fucking thing you never wanted to get involved with, talking to the police. Hey, do you remember on the, I think it was Detroit Street, that liquor store, me, you, Charlie Gaylord, I think Maurice, we all standing on the corner, you know, we checking the shit. And then the motherfucking police leaped over the fence. You remember, I took off.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm down there at the bar before you said, damn, nigga. You know, I'm coming back. You say, nigga, what's wrong with you? I say, nigga, the police. He say, nigga, the police to kill you for that goddamn shit. Nigga, in Hollywood, fuck the police.
But I remember that shit, man.
Nigga,
But I remember that shit, man.
Hey,
yeah.
Off, nigga, yeah, you did, man.
I was like, this nigga fucking crazy, man.
But wait a minute, nigga.
I'm going to tell you some funny shit, nigga. And every time I think about it, I laugh, nigga. When we was in the car with Steel Bill, the cocaine man, and I forgot
nigga,
where we was going, bud.
What the fuck you say?
Bud, could you tell the story?
Steel Bill had the game. He had the best weed. And he dealt with nothing but Chaka Khan, Natalie Cole, Rick James, Hollywood Henderson, and me and Tay. Hey, and me and Tay. He only fucked with niggas on the streets if it was me and Tay. So we go over to Bill House one day to do something. And then we just say, look, watch y'all ride over. You motherfucker. Why don't y'all ride over here with me? So we get in the car. You know, I'm in the back seat. And Bill and Tay. Hey, let's see. Everybody's reputation at that time was a motherfucker. You had to have a pristine reputation. You know, Doobie didn't. That's why he always had, you know, he looked at him a different way. But
right.
Me and Tay in the car, and Bill say, "Oh, we didn't left Bill's apartment. We didn't. He lived on San Francisco, so we made the right turn on the La Brea." That nigga said, "Oh, I just wanted to tell you. I think he said he had 2 kilos or 3 kilos in the trunk. The car, the car was rolling, and we on the Brea." I bailed out the car, rolled over like I was doing squat shit.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Something like that, cousin or nephew or something, niece or something like that. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that nigga had it. He had always. I'm talking about the cold weed and the cold cane. Call Bill anytime. And he loves me and you. He loves us. Hey, Tay, you remember Hollywood Henderson and Rick James was there?
Yeah.
Your motherfucker. Rick James left, but Hollywood, which one had the white shoes? Wasn't that Hollywood Henderson?
Hollywood Henderson, that's what he's known for,
Hey, he was on the couch, and when Bill told him we came over, and Rick was leaving, and Hollywood Henderson was lounging on the couch, not laying down, but, you know, relaxing on the couch, and when we get ready to go in the back with Bill to take care of business, Hollywood Henderson said, well, hey, where you going, man? And he said, man, these some pimp niggas. You know I'm going to go back there and take care of some business. Tay, do you remember what that motherfucker said? Hollywood Henderson?
What did he say?
Tay, you don't remember what he asked him?
No.
Do you remember him and Rick being there when we was coming, Rick left?
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
Tay,
but I don't remember what he asked.
Tay, that motherfucker, when Bill told him, we were some pimps, and he was for the service. He said, damn, man, you know, I didn't know y'all was pimps, man. Why don't y'all get them hoes and bring them up here, woo, woo, woo. And your motherfucker said, man, if you want to fuck with them hoes, you better go on Sunset like a fucking trick, because we pimps. Shit. I ain't gonna set you up with no motherfucking date, fool. What the fuck is wrong with you? We ain't got nothing to do with what these goddamn hoes do. Then that motherfucker started trying to kick shit. You know, Bud, you know, I'm going to fuck you now, nigga. You done already said something since they didn't check you and you ain't checked. I'm going to go off. You white shoe motherfucker. Nigga, you fucking with real pimps, man. We ain't running around, you know, trying to arrange some kind of way to make money, man. That's what hoes do. Say, you do remember it, but you don't remember.
I remember it now, because I remember he said something about some shit like we was going to set him up or some shit. I remember that motherfucker, Bud.
Yeah,
Bud.
Yeah, motherfucker. He didn't say we was going to. He asked us to do it.
Yeah.
What the motherfucking white shoe title, whatever the fuck your name is, man. We some goddamn pimps. Hey, start with a P, and it ends with a P. Properly inspiring and managing prostitutes, motherfucker. And it also means pride in my pimp.
Man, Bud, the show about to be over, Bud. We ain't had no callers, man. What's up with that shit, man?
Tay, you gotta understand this, brother. When you spitting shit, real shit, you ain't gonna have no callers. Because they mesmerize. They just want to hear. Hey, this is so fucking entertaining to them. They're just in their seats. But as we keep going, Brother Tay, and matter of fact, man, we are about to leave, man. We got y'all, let y'all know some shit, man. You know, Tay, that shit cost every one of our episodes. episodes cost between 6 and 10 grand. Everything we do, it's not free. But you see us putting that shit up. You see us giving it to you like a motherfucker. Now, all you motherfuckers that claim about, you know, my YouTube ain't shit, you can't say that about the shit that I pay for. And what I'm saying is the time has come where I need support. Now, if you want to keep seeing this shit the way you seeing this shit, then I'm going to have to, you know, sell you some tickets. I'm going on the pay-per-view. And I'm not talking about no $39, $49, whatever dollars. I'm talking about $5 motherfucking dollars. And the $5 is going to go towards production. You add it up, man. You see at least two episodes of two different programs. And let's say the minimum was 6 racks. That's 24 racks. What if it's a goddamn motherfucking 10 racks? I'm saying that, you know, who knows? I don't really know what it is like that because I ain't looking at it like that. I'm looking at my bank account. And I don't be able to do what the fuck I need to do. But if you want me to do what I've been doing, $5, I don't think it's that much to ask. Hey, do you?
I don't think it's that much at all. Especially for the knowledge that we giving out. It should be worth way more than that.
Well, it is worth more than that, but what I'm saying is we ain't really trying to charge what it's worth. What I'm saying, we just trying to make sure we keep bringing it. So to the motherfuckers out there that hear Tay saying all that shit about the knowledge, the same amount of you motherfuckers we keep talking about game ain't free. So support a brother. That's all I'm saying. Support a brother. What's up?
Hey, but I'll just call to ask a question. If one of your girls had came in back in the day and then told you like a trick was telling her he'll give her a whole bunch of money, but he want to like marry her or some shit, what kind of shit would you run by her?
Hey, first and foremost, bro, I'm going to put you in because I don't want you asking no more of them kind of goddamn fucking stupid ass questions. First and foremost, Tay. Pimp nigga faced with that every day in Hollywood. You got movie stars riding down the street. You got every kind of motherfucker in Hollywood. Man, I could give a fuck. Hurry up and choose that motherfucker. Bitch, because when he get tired of it, he's going to find another motherfucking bitch just like you. Just like you replacing some bitch he tired of. Man, you don't give no bitch any power by answering some shit like that. Bitch, if Steve McQueen pull up on you and tell you he want to take care of your motherfucking ass, bitch, go with his motherfucking ass. Because once you get with it, you're going to call me. And I'm going to charge his motherfucking ass. Ha! Is that where we're coming from?
But, like this nigga know who Steve McQueen is.
Okay, motherfucker. Hey, he's so cold, man. Hey, nigga.
Bud, say the Rock, nigga.
Okay, the Rock. Say you trying to be. Fuck you, Tay, because you brought up Marcus Welby.
I sure did.
Okay, I'm sorry, 702.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, do you know who Steve McQueen is?
Nah, I think you're an old rock star, though.
Hey, the reason I thought of him is because today I seen the most iconic chase scene in Cars, which was Bullet, the Steve McQueen in that Mustang. And that's why I thought of him. But, bro, Steve McQueen is an action motherfucker before The Rock, before any of that shit. He used to do all his own shit damn near. It's, you know, Steve McQueen was one of them actors. Tell you what. Tay, what's
now,
up?
Bud.
Man, I didn't even know it out.
Yeah, yeah, Steve McQueen. That's what his thing was. That was his passion, being a race car driving motherfucker. Yeah, you're right, bud. Yeah.
Man, a lot of the shit that y'all dropped, like, I had to ask my family members who was Al Joseph, because you always say right around the mouth like Al Joseph, and my family members
Al
was like
Joseph.
Telling me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He stole an act from Bojangles. He stole an act from Bojangles, and he made more money than they did off of it. But
bro, listen, that's wrong. That's wrong. He did do what Bojangles did, but Bojangles, he was black, painting a sad face about different shit he was doing with the white lips and the eyebrows, blah blah blah. Al Jolson took the same thing, but he mimicked and satirized black people. Mammy, this white lip and his black face was representing racism. It's a total difference. Do you understand?
He was black face, right, bud?
Say he would have black face and white lips.
But with the white lips,
he was a white boy. And everything he said, his lips would move more than anything else, because that's what you can see, because shit was black and white. But what I'm saying is, Django was doing the shit, but he was not a clown type dude, but he was more of an entertainer type dude with this same makeup, white fake lips, all that shit. So what I'm saying, bro, caller, is little things like this, like what I just pointed out, is why you need to fuck with us. Because when we be telling you shit, just like that motherfucker on the last show mentioned Marcus Welby. Do you know who fucking Marcus Welby is?
No.
Do you know who the $6 million man is?
No.
Listen to me, brother. Wait. Oh, listen to me. The $6 million man was a dude that was in some kind of accident. And then he went to this hospital that the government or military have. And the military put bionic things in his body, arms, abilities. And it cost $6 million. So what I'm saying is this dude could run faster, jump higher. He was like a really Superman in the regular person's body. But what I'm saying is that predated all the bullshit you're watching now. All the shit about these cyborgs and all these half-human motherfuckers, half-robot, all of that shit come from the $6 million man.
Yeah.
Now, Marcus Welby, he was just a good family doctor that'll do any goddamn thing he can to help you, even let you get your shit free, because it was just a feel-good program. But what I'm saying is, this is the kind of shit me and this nigga grew up on. And we knew, because this was a dude, Lee Majors, the $6 million man, and we saw the operation that they did on him. We never thought we could do what the $6 million man do. We never, we might say we could leap over tall buildings in a single bound. That's just saying how bad we think we are. But what I'm saying is, these cyborgs of the day, these same things of the day, more strength, everything's better, blah, 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 and they look like a human. See, you motherfuckers think you like that. More women than dudes, but dudes think that shit too. Women think they can, you know, go hand-to-hand combat with a dude because it's now legal or they have been deemed equal. But you punch a bitch one time, like a man punching another man, that bitch is gone. The only bitch that won't be gone is a ninja. What you think, Tay?
I agree with you, brother. You did right. Hey, but check it out. For Marcus Welby, then that's where they went to that general hospital, them sitcom doctor shows.
No, nigga, no. General Hospital and that bullshit was already going on. Dr. Welby, if anything, came from that shit.
Oh, that he stepped out from them. Okay, yeah.
Because
okay.
He was whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you guys, do you see how much history is in this shit that me and this nigga do? Say, my motherfucking woman here, we watched episode 2 of Hollywood's Finest. So, you know, she's very critical of my shit. You know what I'm saying? Even though,
yeah,
you know, I wouldn't give a fuck. But what I'm saying is, I say, look, motherfucker, I'll fuck you. You know, what you think? That bitch said, oh, it's very entertaining and woo, 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 woo. So, I'm saying, I mean, do you think a motherfucker would actually think enough of it to look at it as a pay-per-view and pay $5? Do you know what that fucking bitch said? Tay.
What she say, bud?
Tay, she said, game ain't free. There's one thing you and that nigga doing. Y'all spending a lot of game, even though you're making it look like y'all just having fun. You know, y'all talking shit. You know what I did, Tay?
What, bud?
Pull the covers back, nigga. My dick was hard as fuck.
I was like, bud, nigga, that was just my thought. I was like, this nigga was getting ready to say, well, that bitch said that his dick got hard. He had to go fuck that bitch, man.
Hey, fuck y'all, man. Just because y'all hear really true, intricate, inside things. Real pimp thing. You ain't no pimp. You gotta go do the shit that made us think this shit. Then your motherfucking ass gonna be a pimp. I ain't saying you can't, but I know you're scared. Because the first thing I thought when I thought about going out there, all the killing, all the drugs, oh my God, do I want to do that? And then I looked in the mirror and the motherfucking image punched me in my motherfucking mouth. If you ever fucking see me again, I will come out this mirror and kill you. But I was crawling after that day. AskRosebud.com. AskRosebud@gmail.com. Hey, SWU baby. Real talk with Rosebud YouTube. Tay, what's up with you?
Yeah. So I got this new game piece tool out. I call them game piece, but it's a tool also, and it's entitled Getting That Square. So I couldn't get it all in on one, so I got two different videos entitled Getting That Square. It's going to be in a series, and you keep watching them videos of mine. You can hit me at my IG or my Facebook privately, and you'll be able to get you some game.
Hey, wait a minute. You maybe have a question, man. Getting this square bitches. You mean black square bitches? White square bitches? Mexican square bitches? What do you mean?
Getting at a square, period, bud. It don't matter the complexion of the connection, bud.
Okay, so the race of the bitch don't matter.
No.
So then what you're supposed to do, fellas that's listening, is not ever even consider the bitch's race. You're hearing from a nigga, and I'm going to be honest. I think I caught about 2,500 women in my career, but I think this nigga caught 10,000. Because I seen him catch four times more bitches than me. I hated him. And you know what, Tay, nigga, why did I hate you? Because he was catching more bitches. You don't remember. I know.
Because I didn't keep him no time most.
No, nigga, fuck you. Nigga, fuck you. Nigga, because when I asked
him. What? What, motherfucker?
I said, man, how the fuck do you keep catching these fucking bitches? Now, before I tell you the answer this nigga said, I had been telling this nigga, and then I got to go to the shop every day. My shit did. This nigga might go to I go every 5 days, so this guy just stayed done. I got to go every day. Now, he already knew I was flexing on my hair. His answer to me, when I said, how the fuck do you keep... Okay, you don't even remember what you said, huh?
Yeah, nigga, my rock.
You black motherfucker. That nigga pulled up the back of his hair. He had about 10 inches of hair. That nigga said, my locks, man. My locks. And this nigga started cracking up just like he's doing now. But you know what Pimpin told me? Hey, you forgot what I told you, nigga.
I forgot. What'd you say, bud?
Nigga, that's why they be gone in 1 or 2 days, because the game ain't kept up there. Me and this nigga have never ran from competing with each other, even in the midst of a loss. Because, you know, this nigga, he calls so many fucking hoes. He used to make me sick. Nigga, can I please get some rest? Can we take this out of what we do? We just gonna stop calling each other when we catch up. Cause this nigga was calling me 3, 4, 5 times a day. Fuck you, man. Hey, it's a lot. Nigga, I never forgot that, nigga. Hey, guys. Oh, I'm sorry, 313. Let me get you, man. I was about to go off. Come on, 313. Nigga, this Romeo, huh?
You already know. I was talking, what's going on, bud? I was calling to talk some shit to Chase, because I shot him up. He said you can catch him on Facebook. I shot him a friend request like last year. The nigga still ain't accepted my friend request. So
what's your
I
name,
don't know
man?
How I can catch him on Facebook.
What's your name?
My name on Facebook, Romeo the Kid. Romeo.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I got you.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Romeo. Fuck that 2D bullshit, motherfucker.
Hey, you know what I got?
A nigga don't miss shit. Hey, we gone, guys.